So think of those three settings I've talked to you about: factory, migration, office, but it could be a school, it could be an administration, it could be a hospital. Three settings that, if we just step back 15 years, if you just think back 15 years, when you clocked in, when you clocked into an office, when you clocked into a factory, there was no contact for the whole duration of the time. There was no contact with your private sphere. I mean, if you were lucky, there was a public phone hanging in the corridor somewhere. If you were in management, oh, that was a different story. Maybe you had a direct line. If you were not, you maybe had to go through an operator. But basically, when you walked into those buildings, the private sphere was left behind you. And this has become such a norm of our professional life, such a norm and such an expectation. And it had nothing to do with technical capabilities. The phones were there, but the expectation was once you moved in there, your commitment was fully to the task at hand, fully to the people around you. That was where the focus had to be. And this has become such a cultural norm that we actually school our children for them to be capable to do this cleavage. If you think nursery, kindergarten, the first years of school are just dedicated to take away the children, make them used to staying long hours away from the family. And then the school enacts perfectly well, it mimics perfectly all the rituals that we will find in offices. Rituals of entry, rituals of exit, the schedules, the uniforms in this country, things that identify you, team building activities, team building that will allow you to basically be with a random group of kids or a random group of people that you will have to be for a number of time. And of course, the major thing, learn to pay attention, to concentrate and focus your attention. This only started about 150 years ago. It only started with the birth of modern bureaucracy and of industrial revolution, when people basically had to go somewhere else to work and carry out the work. And when, with modern bureaucracy, there was a very rational approach where there was a clear distinction between the private sphere and the public sphere. So until then, basically, people were living on top of their trades. They were living on top of the land they were laboring. They were living on top of the workshops where they were working. And if you think, it's permeated our whole culture, even our cities. If you think of medieval cities, the boroughs have the names of the guilds and professions that live there. Now we have sprawling residential suburbia that are well distinct from production areas and commercial areas. And actually, over these 150 years, there's been a very clear class system that also has emerged. So the lower the status of the job and of the person carrying out, the more removed he would be from his personal sphere. People have taken this amazing possibility of actually being in contact all through the day or in all type of situations. And they're doing it massively. The Pew Institute, which produces good data on a regular basis on, for instance, in the States, says that, and I think this number is conservative, 50% of anybody with email access at work is actually doing private email from his office. I really think that the number is conservative. In my own research, we saw that the peak for private email is actually 11 o'clock in the morning, whatever the country. 75% of people admit doing private conversations from work on their mobile phones. 100% are using text. The point is that this reappropriation of the personal sphere is not terribly successful with all institutions. I'm always surprised that the U.S. Army sociologists are discussing of the impact, for instance, of soldiers in Iraq having daily contact with their families. But there are many institutions that are actually blocking this access. And every day, every single day, I read news that make me cringe, like $15 fine to kids in Texas for using every time they take out their mobile phone in school. Immediate dismissal to bus drivers in New York if seen with a mobile phone in a hand. Companies blocking access to IM or to Facebook. Behind issues of security and safety, which have always been the argument for social control, in fact, what is going on is that these institutions are trying to decide who, in fact, has the right to self-determine their attention, to decide whether they should or not be isolated, and how, you know, and they are actually trying to block, in a certain sense, this movement of a greater possibility of intimacy.